and use me to touch somebody else for God. And watch this. This isn't just for preachers. This isn't just for, when we pointed that out last week, this isn't just for those that are so holy you can't touch them because really they don't exist. But the reality is that God wants to use each one of us. Come on. Say this with me. God wants to use me, and I'm available. I'm available in Jesus' name. We're going to start out and read in Luke chapter 24. Luke 24. And this is right when Jesus was going to be ascended into heaven. And this is awesome. Verse 46 says, "And then he said to them, thus it was written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high." In other words, you've walked with me, you've talked with me, you've seen what I can do, you've seen what I've done, and you've actually experienced my power in yourselves when I told you to go. But don't go yet. I'm sending you, but don't go yet. Wait for that power, the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father, as we pointed out last week, was that the Holy Spirit is no longer just going to be with you. He's going to be in you. That means I have the Holy Spirit 24/7. 24/7. I want to point out something, and this has nothing really to do with my sermon, but I want to go back up into verse 47. It says, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations." That repentance, that's a nice word, isn't it? It's actually a great word. In fact, the Bible says that it's goodness that leads us to repentance. And again, we pointed out before that repentance doesn't mean I'm sorry. Right. Repentance isn't repentance until you change whatever it is that you're repenting for. I pointed this out before. It's like the husband who says time after time, year after, "I'm sorry I didn't do that," or "I'm sorry I did this," "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Pretty soon, the wife or whoever else is involved goes, "I don't even hear you anymore." Because you're sorry doesn't mean anything, right? Without a change in your heart. But watch this. Our job is to allow the Holy Spirit to use us, not to be judgmental and point out everybody's little faults, but point out the fact that none of us can be holy enough to be right with God. None of us. But when we find that out, that I can't be holy enough to be right with God, I need a Savior, that makes me change my mind from me trying to be good enough to me seeking the one who was. Right? It's no longer me. It's no longer I that liveth, Paul said, but it's Christ that lives in me. Hallelujah. And God wants us to remember that He is holy, that we need to reverence Him. But the whole deal is that Jesus paid the price and paid for my sin. And that's good. That's awesome. But the other part of that is that He took my sin, but because of His holiness and my standing in Him, He's made me holy. You're looking at one holy dude right here. And it's not because of what I did yesterday or today or this morning or last year or last week. It's because of what I did in August of 1977. And that is, I gave my heart to Jesus. I asked Him to become Lord of my life. And I repented of my old life and said, from now on, I'm going to live for You.
Glory! Yes.
That's what makes me holy. Glory to God. All right, but the Holy Spirit inside of us is for purpose. Okay, we pointed out the scripture, but go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Glory to God. I love the Word of God. I love proclaiming the Word of God. But what my objective this morning is to motivate you to want to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that He can use you today, tomorrow, come on Tuesday, in the morning, at noontime, in the evening, wherever we are, wherever we go, and that the Holy Spirit has access to our hearts so that He can use us. Sometimes, very rarely, it can be a spectacular thing. But most of the time, it's just Him putting an impression into our heart to do something. Say hello to that person. Go over and ask that person if they need prayer. You know, just simple things. It could be, go mow that person's lawn. I don't want to hear that one, but you know, it could be, He could do things inside of us to want us to bless, to open doors for other people's hearts. Come on, it's so good. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, He says, but you shall, ever say you. You is me. Let's say that with me. You is me. Come on, I'm one of the you, right? You is me. I'm one. So, am I talking to you? Yes, I'm talking to you this morning. God is talking to you this morning. You shall receive power. Everybody say power. Power. Come on, you got to say power with a little bit of emotion. Power. You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Right? Because the Holy Spirit is in you, you have a residue or a fountain of power that's inside of you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I worked at Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. We worked on submarines that were nuclear powered, and the reactor room, and it's in the middle of the boat, and all that power is stored up there. But when it's in dry dock, there's not a lot of power coming from it. It's working off generators and shore power. But when they go out, that reactor begins to work, and the power that's stored there is put into use because, come on, it's needed for the mission that submarine was built for. Come on. And we are the same. We're the church of the living God. The Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us. And when we're out and about and doing what we do, He is there for us so that His power is available to us 24/7. And there can be a draw of it when we need it. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk this morning about the fact that God wants to use each one of us. I said each one of us. You can't have the attitude anymore. Well, use the pastor. Come on. There needs to be prayer in the church. Well, let's call the pastor. Well, call me because I'll pray. But what about you? Right? Yeah, but there's somebody in the hospital. We need to call the pastor so they can go visit. I'll go visit them. That's no problem. But what about you? God wants to use you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Chapter 2. And again, we went into more detail last week. But verse 17. Peter's answering to them because they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and it was such an outpouring that they were out in the street and they looked like drunk folks walking around, and they were just filled with God. Sometimes when God shows up in a powerful way, your emotions just go haywire. And that's a good thing. Right? I've been in some meetings now, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is the power. The purpose is the power that can be stored in you so that when it's needed, it can be available. Listen to what he says now. Watch this. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Come on. Everybody say this with me. I am one of the all. Come on. I'm one of the all. Come on. That's good. I'm one of the all. The Bible says in the last days, and if you don't think we're in the last days, just look around. But he's pour out his spirit upon all flesh. We qualify that. We say, well, you know, he'll pour out his spirit on the pastor, or he'll pour out his spirit on somebody that's prayed enough, fasted enough, you know, gone through all these schools and has got a doctor degree. But that's not what he said. He said all flesh. All flesh. So I qualify. You qualify. I can tell you when I first got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, God used me immediately. And I knew nothing. Zilch. I didn't know where all the books of the Bible were. I had to go to the index to find Acts. I had to go to the index to find John and Revelation. I think that's in the back. But I didn't know anything. But the Holy Spirit used me. Because His power was in me. And I made myself available to it. You've heard this story, but it just goes in here so well that I'm going to say it again because some haven't. Right? When I first got saved, I've been saved for about 3 months, and I was going to Bible studies everywhere. This was back in the 70s, late 70s, going to Bible studies all around. I mean, I'd be one in West Seattle, one in Buckley, one in Yale. All week, I'd just go on everywhere. So the fellow that was leading them said to me, well, next Wednesday, you're teaching. I'm teaching. Again, I knew nothing. I knew nothing of the Bible. I thought, this is kind of crazy, and I kind of sensed that it was, but the Holy Spirit had something different in mind for me. And this is what I'd read. I'd read somewhere, I couldn't tell you where at the time, but I'd read somewhere it says, don't worry about what you're going to say, because in that self-same hour, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. And I said, Lord, I want to be used for you. I'm in. I'm in. I'll do that. You want me to preach? He wants me to preach. I'll teach on Wednesday. So I didn't know what I didn't know how to study. I didn't know how to put a sermon together. So here's what I did. This was my methodology. I got there about 15 minutes early. I sat in the driveway. I prayed in the Spirit for 15 minutes, as loud and as hard as I could, and then I went in. We sang a few songs, and then I went, open your Bible to Romans chapter 5. I'd never read Romans chapter 5 in my life. Never had. But you know what? The anointing came upon me when I began to start to read. Why? Why? Because it's not for me. It's for those that God puts me in front of. Paul said it this way in Ephesians chapter 3. He said, hey, have you heard of the dispensation of grace that's been poured upon me for you? All of us have been gifted by God with grace. But it's not just so that we can say, boy, I've been blessed today. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Even Abraham, he didn't say, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. You're going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. He said, I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing. Yes. Glory to God. So he fills us so that we can be poured out. And he says, on all flesh. I like that. I don't know what, you know, your denomination, other people have told you, well, you're not qualified, you haven't studied enough, you haven't... I'm only going by what he said. He said, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On my men servant and on my maid servants I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. That prophesy means they will speak by divine inspiration. In other words, God, the Holy Spirit, will give you something to say when He wants you to say it. What's our part? I believe. You said it, Lord. I'm just going to act like it's true. Somebody who knows nothing about the Bible, teaching the Bible. And you know that the audacity of that is that people got healed at those meetings. People got saved at those meetings. People got filled with the Holy Ghost at those meetings. Why? Well, because, you know, I'm the right Reverend so-and-so. No, it's because the Holy Spirit. Come on. The Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. But the Holy Spirit isn't just for preaching anymore. I said the Holy Spirit isn't just for the pastor or the evangelist or the missionary preaching anymore. The Holy Spirit is for the mother who's wanting to pray for her child and doesn't know how to pray. If you'll listen, the Holy Spirit will direct you on how to pray for your kids. We're going to talk in a minute about the way the Holy Spirit manifests in the earth. But this isn't just for Sunday morning. This is for you on the job site. This is for you everywhere you go. It's available to you if you'll be listening and if you'll be expecting. I can tell you this, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the things of those things that you're expecting. There's a divine expectation because you know that God has said it. Come on. I believe the Holy Spirit will use me. I believe the Holy Spirit has poured out His Spirit upon me. I believe the Holy Spirit is in me to use me to do great things for Him. Amen. And not so that I can have my name on a plaque somewhere. Right? But so that God can use me and He get all the glory and all the praise. Because as Renita will tell you, I'm not this smart at home. Right? It's so good because the Holy Spirit using us. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to start in verse 1. I like this so much. And now you may have heard of these things before. And we talked a little bit last week about how when I first got saved, it was during the charismatic renewal. And the gifts of the Spirit were operating in all the denominations. It was a great, awesome time. Right? It was an awesome time. But people would go around, well, what gifts do you operate in? And they'd say, well, I got this one, I got that one, I got that one. Some who are really holy would go, I operate in all nine gifts of the Spirit. Well, la-dee-da, right? Right? I mean, that's good. That's awesome. We should have an expectation. But the reality is I don't operate in any of them. They operate through me. Right? It's like they're not my gifts. They're His gifts. And in fact, verse 1 says this, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. In the New King James and the King James Version, the word gifts is italicized. And whenever you see a word that's italicized in one of those versions, it means that it wasn't really in the original, but the writers or the translators said this will better define it, so we're going to put this word in too. So I kind of like it stated this way. Now concerning the spiritual, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant of how the Spirit operates. I don't want you to be ignorant of how the Holy Spirit operates. Let me say that again. He's talking to me. I don't want you to not have an understanding and knowledge of how the Holy Spirit operates. So this morning, what I'm telling you is the Spirit of God wants to not only show up in your life, but He wants to tell you how He operates. And how He can be accessed, and how the accessing of Him in your life will affect every part of your life. Verse 2 says, "You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." Everyone say this: I'm an each one. I'm an each one. So therefore, the Spirit of God has been given to me to profit all. Are you getting it? Right? Are you getting it? And I like this word manifestation. It's like, but the manifestation of the Spirit. Or better yet, when the Spirit shows up. Come on. When the Spirit of God shows up. When the Spirit of God shows up. And it's not like He comes in like, "I'm here." Sometimes I wish it would be like that. "I'm here." Most of the time it's, "I'm here. I'm here. I don't hear nothing." That's because you're too noisy. You're too much in your brain. You're too much trying to figure it out and worry and frustration and all that. You're too much into you to hear Him. But when you get to the place where you can just get quiet before Him and just say, "Lord, here am I. Use me. Here am I today, Lord." I mean, getting up in the morning, rather than go, "What have I got to do today? I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And, you know, those people make me mad, and that people, and oh, God, the boss wants to talk to me. What am I going to do?" Starting your day out that way, why not say, I'm putting that aside for just a minute. "Holy Spirit, I just want to thank You that You're in me, that wherever I go today, You're with me. I just want to praise You and honor You, and my life is hidden in You. My life is for You. I'm a steward of my time. I'm a steward of my words. Lord, just use me anyway. But I have an expectation today, Lord, that You will be with me, because You said You'd never leave me nor forsake me. And You said You'd be poured out into my spirit. So You're going to go with me and teach me how to deal with those people. And then You're going to be with me to talk to the boss. And You're going to be with me with whatever I need to do, because You're in me." The Holy Spirit's not just for church anymore. Hallelujah. So good. Verse 4 again says, there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but it's the same Lord. There's differences as activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. What this is saying is that God is going to use you different than He's going to use me. But He's going to use all of us with these manifestations. Or when He shows up, this is what it's going to look like. But He might use me in a different way. So I can't copy you, and you can't copy me. And God doesn't want you to be me or me to be you. He wants us to be individually used by Him. Right? But when He shows up, watch this. First of all, you got to get it in your heart and in your spirit that God wants to use you. That the Holy Spirit is in you, but is not just in there. So, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. That's awesome. But how many are you taking with you? Right? How many are we taking with us? How many, what are we doing in our lives that is giving honor and glory to God? That comes from Him using us because He's poured out His Spirit upon us. These are just really incredible. Verse 7 again, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. That means for the boss, for the employee, for the governor, for the president, for the janitor, it's for all, and it's to profit for all. We've got to stay humble before God. Watch this. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretations of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all of these things. Watch this. Distributing to each one individually as He wills. Hallelujah. Here's what I want to get through to you, is the Holy Spirit will use you if you're available to Him. And these nine things will come into play if you're available to Him. The Bible says to covet the best gifts. And so we go, the best gift. What's the best gift? Let's see. Faith, I'd like to have that one. I'd like to have working of miracles. Discerning, I'd really like to have those. I really think that would be cool. I've determined in myself, and this is not theologically sound probably, but I've determined that the best gift is the one that's needed at the time. Right? If Zach needs a word of knowledge, then the Holy Spirit can use me to give him that word of knowledge. Yeah. If Tina needs a word of wisdom, then the Holy Spirit can use me to give wisdom to Tina, right? Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what is it? The word of wisdom. What is that? I was taught, in Bible school and different things, the word of wisdom was information about the future. But I like to say it this way. The word of wisdom is supernaturally knowing what to do. Supernaturally knowing what to do. How do we handle this? And in all of these things, we can look in the book of Acts and find circumstances where they were. And for time's sake, I'm not going to go through each one, but I'll reference them. In Acts chapter 15, verses 12, here's what happened is the church got together because Paul was out preaching to the Gentiles and some folks from Jerusalem came up to where he was preaching and said, that preaching is really good, but you need to be circumcised and you need to get back under the law and do everything that's involved with the law. And Paul said, I don't think so. But let's go back to the council at Jerusalem and get the wisdom from them and get what they want to say on the matter. And so they came back and then Peter got up and he said, boys, do you remember when I told you about the sheet and God saying not to call unclean what He called clean and so on and so forth? You remember all that? And yeah. And James finally said, okay, here's what we're going to do. See, that's a word of wisdom in the midst of an action. In other words, we've got trouble, we got struggle, we've got this conflict. How do we get out of the conflict? The Holy Spirit on the inside of us can give us ideas to placate and get the result that He wants. Word of wisdom. A word of knowledge. What does that mean? That means knowing things. Knowing. The Holy Spirit has used me in this in several instances, but the word of knowledge means you just know things. Things that you didn't know or you have no reference for. I've prayed for some people and I've just known some things. You've heard me say this when I say it over and over again because I think it was just so incredible the way God did it. It happened to be Jackie. I'm praying for Jackie. Jackie's Janine's mom, and I'm praying for her, and I hadn't been around her that much, didn't know that much about her. You know, they've been coming to church for a little while. I prayed for her, and I said, this is kind of weird, but I'm just going to give it out. If this is off, you just tell me, I'll stop, you know, because I'm fallible. I can make mistakes. But the Lord showed you preaching to chickens. Now, how many want to give that word out going, oh boy. But I had knowledge that she is preaching to chickens. And part of that word is the same God who anointed you and put that desire for you for ministry at that young age will use you even though it doesn't seem like He has for a long time. So the rest of the story is that her mom raised chickens. And Jackie, when she was a little girl, wanted to preach the Word of God like her mom. So she'd take the chickens up to the attic and line them up and preach to them. How did I know that? The manifestation of the Spirit, He showed up, right, to give validity to Jackie that God was not through with her. And she's been preaching ever since. Right?
Yes.
See, now, oh boy, isn't that awesome? He did that through you. I kind of like it, but the reality is it wasn't for me. It was for her. God will give you supernatural understanding. There are some people who are so developed in this gift. I know this one particular gentleman, he'll be up and he'll point somebody out and he'll say, you know, you in the back, you with the pink shirt, so I don't get anybody off. You in the back, that man with a pink shirt on, your name is, you know, Jerome. And I'm getting this name of the street. The name of the street is, and he gives off the name of the street. And he points out some things. You go, how did you know all of that? And the reality is, all of that was just to get his attention, to let him know that God was talking to him. That God had a message to him. The Holy Spirit was showing up for Jerome in the pink shirt. Right? But God doesn't want that just in our church services. He wants that when we're on the street. I have the mic so I can do this. Right? And this has happened to me a couple of times, but I was at a restaurant with a guest speaker, as a matter of fact, and it was in Gig Harbor. And I just had this impression upon me, and I'm not saying that I heard a voice or that something loud, but just on the inside, the waitress came up to me and I said, excuse me, could I just feel impressed. Could I pray for you? And she said, well, yeah. I said, the Lord wants you to know that you're facing some difficult times, but He's with you and He's got a plan to see you through the end. So don't worry. It may seem like it's all over, but this is just a storm that you're passing through. And God is. And she just started bawling and crying. She got so excited, though. She ran and got her business partner and brought him out there to hear what God spoke to me through her at a restaurant. So, could He do it at the lumber yard? Could He do it at your workplace? Well, I would say He is. It's like this. When my kids were small and teaching English, I was trying to express English to them. It was like, Dad, can I go to the park or something silly? And I'd say, well, you can, but you may not. Right? You can do it. It's physically possible for you to go to the park, but I'm not giving you my permission to, right? So it's like this. God can do this in our jobs. He can do this in our streets. He can do this in our schools. He can do it, but He may not be able to do it because we're not willing to be used. Right? And God wants us to make ourselves more willing. Why? Because that's what the world needs. We live in a time where we're going to need something pretty supernatural to get things turned around. Right? And again, it's not the way we think it's going to be turned around. We need to have the Spirit of God speaking to us in order to make it happen. But I'm available. How about you? Right? Glory to God. So a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith. This is supernatural faith. And in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, it talks about the Ananias and Sapphira. Right? That's, again, the word of knowledge. I didn't give you the reference. You know, they come in, like everybody else, Peter's there, and they're going to lay their offering down at the apostles' feet, like everybody else had been doing. No different. But Peter said, "What are you doing? You're trying to lie to the Holy Ghost." How did he know that? He had a word of knowledge. See? But God wants to operate in us through that all the time. It's amazing. Faith, supernatural faith. This is not, normal faith like I believe. It's a supernatural confidence that comes upon you. I personally believe if you're going to raise somebody from the dead, it's probably going to be beyond your faith. It's going to be His faith working in you. But that's available to you when the Holy Spirit shows up. That's what I'm saying. But He can be there for you with that kind of faith, but He may not be able to unless you are operating with an expectancy that He will. See, and so supernatural faith that's beyond me. Glory to God. I believe big, I believe big, I believe big, but Lord, beyond my believing, I need supernatural faith to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's gifts of healings in operation. Gifts of healings. I like that. It doesn't say the gift of healings. It's a gifts of healings. Now, this is supernatural manifestation. Everybody in here, if they believe the Bible, can lay hands on the sick because Jesus told us to. Right? So, and in James it says, call for the elders in the prayer of faith. When you anoint them with oil, will save or will heal the sick. But this is a manifestation of the gifts of healings. Right? Now, sometimes it comes, I know with Renita, my wife, and others, that they'll be praying for somebody or they'll be up preaching or ministering, and there's a burning that comes to their hand. And it's just something that indicates to them that the Holy Spirit is trying to get them to pray for somebody else. Right? And sometimes these gifts operate together. Right? Like not right now, but there have been times where I said, I just have this impression in my heart that somebody's knee is hurting them. Who is that in the room? And somebody will raise their hand, and I'll say, listen, and I'll either lay hands on them or speak to them or whatever, and God touches them with the gifts of healings. Yes. Right? But who's that for? It's through us, but it's for somebody else. Right? But our access to that is start to believe that the Holy Spirit wants to show up in my life and work through me. And I'll say this, and I can't go down the road too far, but I'll say this in my own personal life. The more I pray in the Holy Spirit, the more sensitive I am to the Holy Spirit wanting to talk to me and wanting to use me. The more I pray in the Spirit, and fasting has a lot to do with this too. Remember when Jesus, this kind only comes out by prayer and by fasting? I don't think he was talking about the epileptic demon that was there. I was thinking is that you have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in order to be able to know how to deal with this situation. Right? And I can't read a book on casting out devils and expect to be used in an efficient manner. I need to have the Holy Spirit guiding me, because He's going to use me different than He did the author of the book. Right? And so gifts of healings operate. Hallelujah. I've got to get going. Working of miracles. Miracles are different than healings, right? Gifts of healings were in operation, if you're writing, taking notes, in Acts chapter 3, verses 6 through 7. Working of miracles. God, you know, will do supernatural things outside of the norm. In other words, this shouldn't happen, but it did happen. Come on, we've seen it happen over and over and over and over. We should not still be meeting together, but God, through miracles, has kept us going. And it's a consistent miracles that happen, but working of miracles, just supernatural things. Let me just tell you of a couple of instances. Acts chapter 8 and verse 4, you can look that up later, but there was one time, this is early on, this is when we were we're so excited to believe that we believe for anything. This was way back in the late 70s. We're sitting at the house and at a Bible study, and we're going to have some spaghetti afterwards. Cool. Well, a whole bunch more people showed up than the plan for spaghetti was. But we prayed over it. And we just kept serving spaghetti. Kept serving spaghetti. The pot should have been empty. Serving spaghetti. And God did it. It was enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. God is still in that business, but are we expecting it? Oh no, God doesn't do that anymore. Well, He won't then. He won't. But you see, I need you to get a hunger for this, so that when you're at the office, when you're at home, that somebody can be affected by the Holy Spirit through you. Right. Whether at church or not at church. Hallelujah. Prophecies. And again, this doesn't mean that we're prophetic, that we know the future. This prophecy, I believe, is nothing more, but it is God using us divinely and speaking through us with an inspired word. Yeah. Hallelujah. The discerning of spirits. Right? That's the Holy Spirit showing up to show you what's going on in the spirit realm. Sometimes it could be angels. Sometimes it could be demonic. Sometimes it can be many different things. But it's the discerning of spirits. It's knowing. You know, not everybody that you pray for is going to have a demon, and that's why they're sick. But the Holy Spirit can show up and say, listen, this is a curse that was brought on by this and this, and I'm giving you power over that. Command that thing to come out of them in Jesus' name. Well, that sounds a little weird. It is. But God will use it. Sometimes you don't need a lot of discernment. Again, praying for somebody, and I've had this happen. Their eyes roll to the back of their head. It happens to be a female. A male voice comes out of them. You don't need much discernment, right? But you do need to know that the power of God is inside of you, so you don't go running, but you stand against it and command it to come out, and it does, right? Discerning of spirits. And that wasn't so they got, look at that Pastor Bruce. He's got so much power. I don't have any power. You don't have any power, but you have the nuclear capacitor on the inside just waiting to be used. There's different kinds of tongues, and then there's the interpretation of tongues. Sometimes that's misunderstood, but there will be times where somebody will pray something out in the Spirit, and then they'll give an interpretation in English, or somebody else will give that interpretation in English. And it can work in many different ways, but it's a manifestation of the Spirit. I've got to close, but I'll just tell you this one story. There was a lady, and she was, this was way back, but she was in a hotel room, right, a nice fancy hotel room. Everybody was dressed up in it, in the lobby, and the Lord said, I want you to go over there and to that lady right over there, and I want you to start speaking in tongues. I don't know about you, but I had a, what'd you say? What did you say? But, and I don't know what that process was, but she walked over and she started talking to her in tongues. And the lady, as she was speaking in tongues, just started weeping. Tears just started coming down her face. And she said, you don't understand. She talked to her in English or whatever language. You don't understand. I'm from a tribe that's up at the head of the Nile in a place that's very exclusive. And we have a dialect that only a few people in the world know. But you just told me about the love of God and about Jesus in my native tongue. And I'm here to surrender to God. See, the manifestation of the Spirit was to that lady, but not really to her, through her, to affect the heart of the person. So the manifestation, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, that we should all start to be have an excitement inside of us that God can use me today to touch somebody else. Amen? You get anything this morning? Hallelujah. Well, listen, we can clap and we can do all that, but let's just say, Lord, use us. Here am I, use me. Use me in my business. Use me in my home. Use me, and I can tell you so many things. Raising my kids, watch this. My son came up to me one day. He said, Dad, I can't get away with anything. Because the Holy Spirit would show me. Now, I found out later he didn't show me everything, but he did show me a lot, right? Right? So the Holy Spirit wants to be with us and use us and be available to us, but we have to have an expectation that He will. Amen? Did you get something this morning? Let's pray. If I could have the worship team come up. Father, we just thank You and we praise You. All of those watching online, if you're born again, you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you. And if you've not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, there's a whole other level that can come. If you'll just ask Him to fill you with the Spirit, He'll give you a prayer language. You can have that. That's available to you. But know this, that the Holy Spirit wants to use you. So today, wherever you are, let the Holy Ghost use you. And He'll begin to use you and show up in your life with one of these 9 gifts. God bless you. Thanks for joining. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.